Good morning, everyone, and welcome to CNN 10. I'm Omar Jimenez, not Coy Wire, though I will settle for the fact that I have hair. Sorry, Coy. I'm just filling in for today and tomorrow, so don't worry. In today's show, we're going to explore border security, but not in the way you might expect. In the news lately, the focus has been on the U.S. border, illegal immigration, and how Congress may or may not fix things. But U.S. officials do more than just secure checkpoints. In our first story, CNN's Josh Campbell goes behind the scenes with U.S. Customs and Border Protection as they use AI, artificial intelligence, to detect drugs being smuggled into the country.
In the short time we've been here, this packet of fentanyl was seized in the mail. The sender of this envelope, now under federal investigation.
The deadly drug detected by artificial intelligence. Its street value?
About $100,000 worth of fentanyl.
Every piece of mail, every package entering the United States is scanned by CBP. Right now, that's done by X-ray, with officers staring at images across their screen. And if they become suspicious, they open the package up to determine whether a threat's inside.
But AI could revolutionize the way U.S. Customs and Border Protection does battle against smugglers.
We're here near Los Angeles International Airport in a facility that processes over 240 million packages every single year. Officers seizing numerous items, including counterfeit merchandise, illegal food, as well as precursors to the deadly drug fentanyl. Now, in order to help stop America's fentanyl epidemic, officers are now relying on artificial intelligence, like this system. A package is sent through this main system called IDSS. This is similar to what you might find in a hospital or at an airport. A 3D image is taken and then sent to what's called the student. This is the HALO system, artificial intelligence at work. Unlike old technologies such as X-rays, this system is constantly learning and teaching itself.
The mission of this AI system, part of a CBP pilot program, is to identify patterns, how smugglers are concealing fentanyl in order to evade detection.
At the end of the whole process, this system will get a grade. After scanning 10,000 images, an officer will look to determine how well the system actually did, determine whether this is the type of machine that CBP might want to roll out to its multiple facilities across the nation.
This pilot program is currently being used for cargo arriving by air to LAX. CBP hopes to expand the use of AI to other critical points of entry into the United States. One looming question, with well-funded drug cartels known to adopt advanced technology of their own, how long will AI provide U.S. authorities a cutting-edge advantage to stay ahead of the threat?
So when we think about border security, we're usually thinking of efforts on land. But waterways also need focus, too. Our senior national correspondent, David Culver, gets a rare inside look at how U.S. border agents defend the Pacific Ocean from a rising trend in smuggling migrants and drugs.
Hours before the sun's up over San Diego, we get on board for a rare look at border security from the Pacific Ocean.
It's going to be 4 to 5 foot seas out there, so okay. We're going to be getting tossed around.
Suspected migrant smugglers are about to make a drop.
200 yards offshore right now.
Suddenly, we're 0 to 60 on the water that is fast and cold.
Can't go through the kelp, we'll get stuck.
This is a side of U.S. Customs and Border Protection you don't often see, and for good reason. With Border Patrol on land, these agents handle the skies and seas. They're part of AMO, Air and Marine Operations.
It's going to be just off our starboard beam, heading right for the beach.
And what does this sound like, a boat or a jet ski?
They don't have a visual of it, so all they know is that there's a radar contact eastbound right behind us back here.
Headed our way, so they kill the lights, and we wait in the dark.
The pursuit's coming right to us right now.
Coming this way?
Yeah.
After a few minutes, still nothing. Seems the suspected smuggler on a jet ski turned back.
There's a lot of them coming, so we're constantly busy.
In the past year, the agents say it's become increasingly deadly. But like drug trafficking, migrant smuggling is a business.
They're reckless with their lives, they're reckless with other people's lives.
Do we know, Kurt, are they connected often to cartels? Do we know their background?
At a smaller level, yeah, this is all cartel driven.
They often launch in the dark of night, leaving from various points along the Mexican coast. Once they cross the maritime boundary line, the ocean's border separating the U.S. and Mexico, the smugglers usually head to the beaches of San Diego County, where they drop off the migrants. Though more recently, they've ended up cruising even farther north, to places like Malibu. Officials tell us the number of incidents along the southwest coast is up threefold over the last 5 years. and they say migrants like these often pay tens of thousands of dollars for a one-way ticket on the open ocean.
And you'll have people, Captain, actually try to swim?
They often do it at night and under fog, and sadly, it's tragic. Some of them don't always make it.
That's where the Coast Guard comes in. We join them on a deterrence patrol positioned just north of the maritime boundary line with a view of the southern border I'd never seen before.
And then right there, that's all Mexico.
Pretty much right in front of us, yeah, it's Mexico.
The Coast Guard here focused primarily on keeping folks alive. To do that, you need to keep the lines of communication open.
There really are no egos amongst the different organizations. We all speak on the same frequency. So when somebody gets notified, we're all notified at the same time.
Off your 350, 28 nautical miles, that's where he's at, off your 350.
That frequency, also shared by the CBP's air assets, watching and tracking from above.
Yeah, David, so when we do detect a target, I hook it, so the system is now tracking it, and we get everything down here, right? The coordinates, where it's at, how fast it's going.
That information relayed to crews on land and sea.
They have to be prepared for anything on the water, and you're doing that at night, pitch black, 6-foot seas. It can be very challenging.
Moments like these, where boats filled with migrants rush towards the shoreline, a near nightly occurrence now.
Over the last 3 years, we've seen an exponential increase in maritime smuggling. They don't understand fully the peril that these smugglers are putting them in. It's the callous nature of their operations and how they just don't care about human life.
10-second trivia time. Where was the game of chess created? China, India, Russia, or Egypt? If you said India, checkmate, you got it. Chess originated in 6th century India during the Gupta dynasty. The game today is now played in more than 170 countries. And now let's crown a story that, as Coy would say, deserves a 10 out of 10. We want to highlight a young, talented migrant girl from Colombia who has found a home here in New York as a nationally ranked chess player. Katie Vasquez with NetTV shares her journey.
Watching Mariangel Vargas play chess, you might be surprised to learn she has only been playing for a year.
I feel like nervous and at the same time, like when you play, you feel like you're really focused in the game.
The 12-year-old grew up in Colombia, where she says chess isn't common. But something her family was familiar with was gang violence.
Ellos me obligaron a arrodillarme. Yo no quise arrodillarme. Me tiraron, me golpearon, y sacaron sus armas y me la pusieron en la cabeza.
In October 2022, Mariangel's parents decided the danger was too much and made the brutal journey traveling through the desert in Mexico to come to the U.S.
Good game.
As Mariangel was adjusting to her new life in New York, she saw a flyer at her school, PS 11, advertising Spanish chess lessons. The charity in charge, The Gift of Chess, had noticed the influx of Spanish-speaking migrants, and founder Russell Makovsky wanted to help.
It's like a curriculum in itself with incredible educational benefit. And then once you learn the game, you can begin to interact with your classmates that speak English because you're sharing that language, that universal language of the game of chess.
Quickly, Russell noticed Mariangel becoming a master.
She's currently ranked in the top 50 of players, girls her age in the United States.
Her father says she's achieving the dream that they came here for.
All right, everyone. We hope you enjoyed our show today. We know border security can sometimes be a divisive topic, but we hope you learned something new that you can use in your conversations at school and beyond. Now it's the best part of the show. Shout out time. We're going to go to Shepherd Pratt School in Rockville, Maryland. Thank you for watching. Thanks for hanging out, everyone. I'm Omar Jimenez. It was a pleasure being with you this morning. I'm going to be right back here tomorrow to finish out this week. Have a great Thursday.